Message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President-elect Trump's transition team working with the White House before Inauguration Day, now just over 2 months away. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says Antony Blinken spoke with State Secretary nominee Senator Marco Rubio.
The Secretary phoned Secretary-designate Marco Rubio yesterday to offer his congratulations on his appointment and to pledge to him, as we have said publicly, that we will do everything within our power to make it a successful transition.
Other Trump nominees could be in for a bumpier ride when it comes to Senate confirmations. A growing number of Republican lawmakers asking the House Ethics Committee to share its sexual misconduct report into Matt Gaetz. He stepped down after he was chosen to be Attorney General. New York City Mayor Eric Adams raising the drought level from watch to warning, issuing water-saving measures and pausing the Delaware Aqueduct Repair Project. The city and region are dealing with the worst drought conditions in decades. This is ABC News. Striking hospitality workers in Las Vegas on the picket line for a fourth day. More than 700 union members walked off the job at Virgin Hotels demanding better pay and benefits. The trial of one of President-elect Trump's most high-profile supporters related to efforts to build a border wall has been delayed.
Steve Bannon's pleaded not guilty to charges in New York that he defrauded donors to an online fundraising effort to build a wall at the southern border. Prosecutors say some of the money was used for other purposes. A judge in New York has pushed Bannon's trial date to February 25th that was supposed to begin next month. This delay allows the defense team time to review evidence that's been introduced by the prosecution. It also stems from the defense's decision to call additional witnesses. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Postal Service honoring beloved actor Betty White for her own stamp. She'll be the face of the Forever Stamp next year. White died in 2021. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ehlen. Crucial step forward for a pipeline project in northern Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has granted permits required for Enbridge Energy to reroute its Line 5 pipeline around the land of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Enbridge must adhere to more than 200 specific conditions included in the permits to ensure it meets state standards for wetlands and waterways. Environmental and tribal activists remain opposed, citing potential wetland and wildlife destruction, contamination, and potential oil spills. Enbridge must complete the 41-mile-long project along the Bad River Reservation by November 2027. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services is unveiling a new tool to help local organizations track and respond to overdoses. Director of Substance Abuse Initiatives Michelle Hayes says the suspected overdose alerts for rapid response system will include data from multiple sources.
Authorized users of this system will automatically receive an email if a number of suspected overdoses for their geographic region exceeds a threshold.
Access to the system is available to professionals at approved organizations. Wausau-based Aspirus Health has announced plans to open a medical facility in Chippewa Falls following the sudden closure of the hospital there.
President and CEO Matt Haywood says they have an aggressive construction timeline, and while they haven't picked out a site for a building just yet, he thinks the model would let them get services as quickly as possible to the people of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire.
And that would start with an emergency room. It would be hospital beds. It would be basic lab and radiology services.
He calls the model scalable, meaning they'll be able to add on to the facility for additional services as they see fit. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Rain jackets and umbrellas needed today. Rain developing by later in the afternoon. The wind will start to pick up as well. High temperatures in the mid-50s. Rain continues tonight. Wind continues to pick up with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Temps holding steady in the mid-50s. For fall and winter getaways plus holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 49.
Welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. Great to have you join us here for the program today. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Of course, Cenex bringing you today's AOA. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect that equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field and on the go. Keep your operation moving with Cenex. Learn more at your nearest store location or go to Cenex.com for more. Coming up here on today's program, we'll talk markets in just a moment with Darren Newsom. In segment two, we'll get a look at the weather. Got some rain moving across parts of the Midwest and Plains here to start the week. John Baranek, DTN meteorologist, will join us. In segment three, we're going to take a look at some of the recent numbers and stats out for the regional ag economy in the Minneapolis Fed District. Joe Mann with the Minneapolis Fed's going to join the program for a conversation after the bottom of the hour. Then in segment four, we'll head back to last week's NAFB convention in Kansas City and talk with the chairwoman of the National Sorghum Producers, Amy France. All that and more coming up here today on the show. Let's kick things off, as I mentioned, talking markets. Darren Newsom, senior market analyst at Bar Chart, joins us here to kick off today's AOA. Darren, hope you had a nice weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Did have a nice weekend. As you mentioned, it's I don't mind seeing a little bit of rain here moving through. It started off in the Plains. It's reached Omaha, and it's supposed to cross, spread across most of the Midwest. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, I don't think farmers mind that at all either, trying to help alleviate some of the very dry, droughty conditions that have developed here over this harvest season. And we could use a little more before we get some snow flying. I know there was some potential of that here with this system, but it sounds like it's mostly rain, at least for right now. So that's a good thing, Darren.
Yeah.
Let's talk some markets. A little bit of green led by the wheat trade early on Monday. And I do know as well, we saw some more export sales on the Daily Wire to kick things off on Monday. Talk about that and just some of the overall tone you're seeing in the grains.
Yeah, it was interesting when we saw the export announcements this morning. There was soybean oil to India. We know soybean oil has been one of the hot markets here of late, particularly late last week. And then there were soybeans to Mexico. And this fits with what we saw in the spread activity late last week, when it was during the day session, not during the overnight, but in the day session, when we saw the January contract gaining on deferred. So this was telling us there was some Western Hemisphere buyers. Now, overnight through Monday morning, it was quieter, but again, what happened was right on the open, we saw some commercial buying coming into the soybean market. So this tells me that there was possibly some business done to China, but two things possible here. Number one, it'll be announced later on, or number two, it was smartly it was done at low enough levels below the 100,000 metric ton reportable limit, so that it just has to be accumulated and then released in the weekly export sales and shipments report. And so, and this would be for another week down the road before anyone actually sees the number. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but certainly looks like there's continued solid commercial buying coming into the soybean market. Everyone, some of our global customers trying to do this before the end of the year, not only buying it, but shipping it as well, as we can see with basis. And so it just looks like we're going to continue that pattern for a while.
Well, and I know last week we took a bit of premium off of the soy complex in particular, but really the entire grain sector just felt like last week just continued to trend lower and lower. Mm-hmm. So thinking about this week ahead, if we could find some positive momentum here, wheat's in the doldrums, but beans, I know January beans right at the $10 threshold again early Monday. So I guess, can we find some positive momentum? Would that potentially drive some more farmer selling here ahead of Thanksgiving per se, Darren?
I think it could, and I'm glad you tacked that last thing on, because we are getting ready to go into a quiet time of year. This year's going to be a little bit different. Usually from Thanksgiving through New Year, just after New Year, markets get pretty quiet, but I think it's going to be more active this time around, because again, some of the global customers, what they're buying right now, they're going to try to ship before the calendar page turns to 2025, and then see where the chips fall after that. As far as soybeans, I think, I think it's just going to be continued to be more of what we've seen, with some commercial support and basically a lack of interest from the non-commercial side. And again, why should they be interested? Unless John tells us in the next segment, over the next few weeks, that situation's getting worse in South America, that Brazil's crop, probably is going to struggle. There's just really no reason for particularly the investment side to get bullish long-term the soybean market. They can see what's going to happen as easily as the rest of us. And, right now the interest is moving towards other markets, certainly not the grain sector, with the asterisk being soybean oil at this point. So we'll see what happens. But I do think it could continue to bring some short-term buying into the market, but I just don't see anything long-term.
I saw this news too late on Friday, China cutting or canceling various export tax rebates, which includes refined oil products. Wondering if that could be something that has an impact on the oil seeds, particularly maybe limiting Chinese used cooking oil exports to the U.S. Interested if you saw that note from, I believe it's from Reuters, Darren.
I did. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. So many times, these things are red herrings when they come out, because to offset that, we also saw the expected EPA, I can't remember the secretary, the leader of the EPA. I can't remember the
correct term. Yes, Lee Zeldin, the nominee for
President Trump. Yes. And it's basically the general consensus from the various news sources that I saw, kind of anti, renewable fuels and these sorts of things, more in favor of the petroleum industry and these kinds of things. So, if we see something develop with China saying, we're not going to import as much used cooking oil and these sorts of things, this big push that we've seen the last couple of years towards more crush, more U.S. demand for soybean oil, is this going to actually exist? Are we going to see the renewable diesel pushed forward? Are we going to see all these programs continue to find life? I think there's a big question mark at this point. And it's just the same thing that we've dealt with over the last couple decades. Everyone always talks about, it's going to be renewable diesel. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. And it just never materializes. So now it's going to be interesting. There's been millions of dollars poured into these crushing plants, all these new crushing plants going up. Will the demand come to fruition? I think that's going to be one of the key issues going into 25.
Good point for sure. Real quick, crude oil, speaking of it, is up a little over 1%. Gold higher. Any notes of the energies or the macro markets here today, Darren?
Yeah, I'm still looking at gold as a buying down here. I think you're going to see investors still looking to hedge their other investments in other sectors by buying gold. It's had a big sell-off. I think the buyer's going to come back in. Long-term in energies, I think part of the deal with the recent election is going to be we're going to see OPEC Plus announce that it's going to start increasing production again. So I think some of that inverse in the future spread is going to start to evaporate. I think the market could come lower. I think this all, again, ties into the political change that we've seen here in the United States.
Darren Newsom with Bar Chart. Always good to talk with you, Darren. Thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thanks again, Jesse.
All right, up next on AOA, powered by Cenex, we'll talk weather with DTN's John Baranek on the way, right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 9% off with our cash payment discount. Plus, pricing deals like Willowwood 505 as low as $12.97 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBN Cyber Days. Visit fbn.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA continues, brought to you by Cenex. Select the right grease. It is critical. Cenex Premium Greases will help your equipment achieve superior strength and performance as you power through the season. Cenex has what you need. Visit your nearest store or go to Cenex.com for more information. Joining us now, let's get a look at weather for the week ahead. We have some much-needed rain working out of the plains into the Midwest here to start the week. Will we see any snow potential, things of that nature? Well, let's talk about all of it. Joining us now, DTN meteorologist John Baranek. John, hope you had a great weekend. Thanks for joining us today.
I did, Jesse. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's just start with the big glob of precipitation in the middle part of the country to start off the week. Maybe I don't know if glob is the right word, but it's what I'm going to go with here today. And we had seen this in the forecast a bit last week, and models kind of converging now, and much needed precipitation stretching all the way from basically Texas up into the central and soon to be upper Midwest, it looks like, John.
Yeah, we had a pretty good system moving through. It started moving out into Texas yesterday, produced a bunch of rain down there. Even got a little bit of severe weather along the Red River there and between Oklahoma and Texas here overnight, honestly, into early this morning. It's kind of shifted its way out of there. We're not really expecting any severe weather the rest of the day, but there may be some pockets in there because we still have some thunderstorms going on. It's a pretty potent little system too. It's moving rapidly as well. So, it developed into Texas kind of late in the afternoon and evening yesterday. It's already getting up into Kansas, and it'll be in Minnesota by the time you go to bed tonight. So it's a pretty quick moving storm, but it's got a bunch of moisture with it. And so, yeah, we're seeing a bunch of rain again, kind of moving through the central southern plains up into the upper Midwest. The system itself will be weakening after it gets into Minnesota tonight and into tomorrow, kind of wrapping itself up in southern Canada. But it's going to be pulling in some colder air, too. And while it's rain now, by the time we get into later in the day on Tuesday, we're going to see a lot more snow popping up here. Thankfully for us in the U.S., it's mostly going to be in Canada. But some areas there in North Dakota into northwest Minnesota, probably seeing some accumulating snow, a couple of inches here and there. And that cold air is really just going to kind of spin around and pool up into the eastern Midwest here for later this week. We could see some snow kind of drifting through the eastern Midwest, through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast here for the remainder of the week, Wednesday kind of through Friday. So we've got it's kind of a long drawn out system, even though the main burst of it is pretty quick here today into tonight. We're going to continue to see that kind of spin around the Midwest here for the rest of the week and bring some showers, some potential snow, some strong winds as well. And it's kind of a big fall system. It's long drawn out big fall system. Even those in the southeast are going to get some decent rainfall with it, with these thunderstorms moving through along that cold front. And it's actually picking up a little bit of moisture from what remains of Tropical Storm Sarah that was down there in the Caribbean over the weekend and into the Yucatan. A little bit of that kind of gets involved too. Nothing tropical, nothing major with that, just enhancing some rainfall down there in the southeast. So a lot of us getting in on the weather here for this week.
Well, John, you mentioned some of the snow potential, and I know that I'd seen some of the armchair weather forecasts on social media, I'll call that, that had called for, massive snowfalls with this system and things like that. But just goes to show that everything you see online is not always correct. And, that modeling, I know to your point, you mentioned a lot of it going up into Canada. That, obviously shifted from what we kind of initially saw a little bit last week, I believe.
It sure did. And, this is, pretty typical of, big winter storms, is that models don't have a great idea on it a week ahead of time. So if you're looking at it and, people are saying, oh, big giant storm next week, we're going to get 2 feet of snow. You can probably just say, to heck with that. You don't need to pay any attention to that. And I try to tell people as much as possible. Sure, there are going to be some model runs that do that. But, how consistent are they? Do we have a whole bunch of them or is it just one? And, what we were seeing last week was it was just one and it was here and there. It was interesting watching it last week because at one point it would be over the Dakotas, then it would be kind of over Michigan and then go back to Minnesota. And it was like all over the place. And then sometimes it would have nothing at all. And so it was really hard to say with any sort of certainty last week what was going to happen with this storm system this week. Luckily for a lot of us, it's up in Canada and they can take the snow. And I'm sure most of us still have some field work to do. So it'd be nice to not have that snow.
Very true. Very true. We're talking with DTN meteorologist John Baranek here today on AOA. John, how about soil temps? Something we haven't touched on a whole lot yet, but I know in a lot of cases, we need that soil temperature below 50 degrees for certain fall applications, et cetera, et cetera. And we need it consistently below 50. What's some of the latest when it comes to soil temperatures? Are things getting to be more normal in that department here?
No, I mean, we're still above normal in terms of soil temperatures because we just haven't had air temperatures come down all that much. It's been really warm the last few months east of the Rockies. And so, I mean, while we're there's some areas, especially up north up by me, where, yeah, our soil temperature is getting down there. But you know, it's been really tough to do farther south. You get towards the Ohio River or further south than that, and it's not even close. So especially with this system going through here, we're still warm. The cold air that moves through is kind of normal temperatures, honestly. It's not super cold. It's just going to feel like a big shock because of how warm we are ahead of it. So it's, we don't have the soil soil temperatures there to do a ton of field work. And we're getting there though. I mean, even though we're above normal, I mean, our average temperature is falling every day. So we're making slow progress toward that, but the progress is slow. I think, you know, this week it's not great for really cooling off those soils at all. Next week might have some better potential for that. We're going to have a much more active period next week, and we're going to see some colder air pooling up in Western Canada, not necessarily because of that snow, but in spite of it. We should have some tap into that for next week, and that could bring our soil temperatures down a bit. Unfortunately, it's also going to be pretty active with some precipitation as well. So it might be hard to do field work anyway, but at least we're, you know, getting temperatures out there that are starting to be more where we can be out there working and do some applications of fertilizer. But It's been a slow progress process, and looks like it continues to be here for a little bit at least.
All right. We got about 2 minutes here, John. Let's shift over to South America. Any big notes you were watching in Brazil, and Argentina, et cetera, here this week?
Yeah, the weather's still mostly good, but there are some areas there that are a little bit, I wouldn't say concerning, but a little bit more interesting. So Argentina and southern Brazil have had some longer stretches between storms lately, and that continues to be the case. It's like once every week they'll get a storm instead of what we had seen back in October, which was once every couple of days. So that's really stretched itself out. And so we're getting, you know, areas going a week without getting any precipitation. And that's usually not too bad as long as the front that comes through offers some really good rainfall. And for the most part, that's true. But there are some spots here where those showers are missing. And there was a key area here this weekend across central Argentina that had been drier, hadn't gotten a ton of rain over the previous few weeks, and completely missed out on the front that went through. So there's some dry patches out there. Same thing kind of in southern Brazil as well. They're getting a good front here that went through Argentina, kind of sticking around for several days. So that's not much of a problem there. But there is some interesting things going on. As long as this kind of train of storms remains once a week, I think, you know, the weather situation may not, you know, look all that great on the whole if we keep continuing to do this through the end of the year. So we might start hearing about some areas down there that have some patchy bad areas. But overall, still, the weather does look pretty good for most of the continent. So it's not really a big mover yet in the markets, I don't think, and probably won't be until we start, or if we start seeing some of these patches be a little bit bigger than where they are now.
All right. I know folks can stay up to date with the latest weather forecasts online, dtnpf.com. With that, John Baranek from DTN. Always good to talk with you. Thanks for the weather update, John. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, Jesse.
John Baranek there with DTN joining us here on AOA. Brought to you by Cenex. High-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more information. We're going to take a look at the health of the ag economy in the Minneapolis Fed District. Joe Mann will join us next from the Minneapolis Fed here on AOA Agriculture of America. Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
AOA.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25. Durant.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. December milk up 52 to 1928, January up 41 to 1937, February up 36 to 1941, March milk up 33 to 1945. Meanwhile, live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs all mostly higher on the day due to ample trader support throughout the day. Now, box beef prices and pork cutout values traded weaker last week. They were mostly mixed today, so monitoring consumer demand will be critical again this week. December live cattle up $1.15 to $184.10. November feeder cattle up 72 cents to $251.82. December hogs up 52 cents to $80.02. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly higher. Corn markets higher due to spread action remaining firm as the trade moved to the upper end of the trading range. Also, spillover support from wheat supported corn. Soybeans also moving mostly higher as well. Now, weekly crop progress showed the harvest effectively complete, but South American continues to show good progress. The daily export wire, though, saw 261,000 metric tons of beans sold to Mexico. Wheat higher due to Black Sea political concerns due to the increasing escalation of the Russia-Ukraine war. New crop 25 corn up 3/4 to 441. New crop 25 beans up 6.5 to 1026 3/4. December wheat up 10 3/4.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA rolls on today, powered by Cenex. When your equipment runs efficiently, your business runs efficiently. Cenex Stores premium lubricants help keep your machines in check. Minimize your downtime. Cenex will keep you going. Visit your nearest store, talk to your local experts, or go to Cenex.com for more information. One quick note, reports Monday morning, Politico saying that Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, the leading Democrat, going to release her farm bill text. That is the report out early on Monday. Going to be watching to see how this unfolds. Maybe a lame duck farm bill push could be in the cards. We'll have to see, but we're going to keep our eyes on that story and follow it here for you on AOA. Let's turn our attention to the ag economy, specifically looking at the Minneapolis Fed District. Joining us now, Joe Mahon is Regional Outreach Director for the Minneapolis Fed. Joe, welcome back to AOA. It's great to talk with you again. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy to be with you.
Joe, just to set this up for folks real quick, if they're not aware, what states does the Minneapolis Fed cover? Can we start there?
Yeah, always good to start with that. So our 9th Federal Reserve District out of Minneapolis covers the states of Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana. And then we also have portions of Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Okay, great. Great. That gives us a perspective here as we're kind of looking across the Upper Midwest and Northern Plains. Joe, I know you guys have released some of the latest results looking at third quarter ag credit conditions. Maybe just start with the top line. I know, of course, everyone's talked about the downturn in the ag economy and some of the concerns and low commodity prices, et cetera, et cetera. Were those some of the same things that showed up in the third quarter results?
Yeah, they sure were. And maybe no big surprise to your listeners, but I think the overwhelming result here is that we're seeing further decline in farm incomes on a year-over-year basis in the third quarter. Our lenders that we surveyed told us, 85% of them told us that they saw incomes among their customers decrease. And that was compared to just 7% that said they increased. So yeah, that's those continuing weak commodity prices really starting to bite along with the kind of continued elevated input costs. And I think that's the overwhelming headline result from this survey.
Well, let's dive into this a little bit more. And thinking about that, I wonder in terms of loans specifically, let's start there. Are we seeing an uptick in demand for loans on the farm to help kind of weather through some of this down cycle, Joe?
Yeah, you got it. That's sort of what you would expect to see in a tighter cash environment. Just about half of the lenders told us they saw an increase in loan demand over the previous 3 months. So that's sort of what we would expect to see. And we ask them to look forward to the quarter ahead, so through the end of 2024. And nearly two-thirds, so 61% of them, told us that they expect loan demand to increase further in the fourth quarter of this year.
Well, and thinking about that, a lot of folks probably going to be watching their finances very closely. What are lenders saying in terms of what they're hearing from farmers and ranchers? Are they not really investing in capital? Are these mostly operating type of loans, et cetera, et cetera? Can you share some details there? What are you hearing?
Yeah, I think if you look at it, you'd guess that they are mostly going to be operating loans where you're going to see that growth. Because the capital spending, two-thirds of the lenders told us that they saw capital spending decrease among their borrowers. So they're not necessarily borrowing to finance equipment purchases. It's probably going to be those sort of ongoing, more sort of ongoing sources of credit. Another thing I'll point out is we saw a little bit more positive or at least neutral news. Most of them, lenders we surveyed, told us they saw no change in repayment rates. About a third of them told us that the rate of repayment on loans was down, but most of them saying no change. Same with renewals. About a third of them telling us that renewal activity increased, but most of them saying no change in renewal activity. So not a uniformly stressed picture, but overall pointing in that direction.
What about land values and cash rents in the Minneapolis Fed District? I've heard some folks say that a lot of parts of the country have somewhat plateaued when it comes to the land value discussion, but wondering, is that the case in the third quarter in your district?
Plateaued is not an unfair characterization. We saw throughout our whole district, so all those states I mentioned earlier, about a 2% increase year over year in values for non-irrigated land. It kind of varied by state in our region. They actually ticked down slightly in Minnesota. I don't read too much into the state-by-state numbers just because you get fewer people responding the closer in you look. Certainly compared to the growth rates we were seeing a year ago, 2 years ago, growth rates have slowed down on an annualized basis. One sort of maybe surprising bit of news is that we saw a bigger increase in cash rents in the district, 5% increase in rents for non-irrigated farmland year over year throughout our region, which has been not what we've typically seen over the last couple of years, where land values have been going up faster than rents. So that was a bit of a surprise to see.
That is a bit of a surprise, something to definitely keep an eye on. Could that force some producers to maybe back out of some rented ground, things like that, something to definitely look at. Joe Mahon with the Minneapolis Fed joining us here today. Joe, what about interest rates? That's kind of the 1,000-pound gorilla that's been in the room here for some time.
Yeah.
I know we've started to see some rate cuts on the federal level. What are interest rates looking like for ag loans in your district? How is this playing into everything right now?
Yeah, I think that is the big question on everyone's mind, and you're right. We're starting to see that sort of monetary policy trickle through to farm interest rates. Those did tick down in the third quarter of this year, just slightly from the second quarter, about a 10 or 20 basis point decrease depending on which category you looked at. But across all the categories, operating machinery and real estate, on a fixed and variable rate basis, we saw decreases in interest rates. Now, they're obviously still at a pretty high level compared to where they were a few years ago. They've kind of plateaued over about the last year, ticked down a little bit earlier this year and ticked back up in the second quarter. And we saw them come back down slightly in the third quarter this year. So that's kind of the picture there. And that's maybe a slight bit of good news or relief to farm producers, especially with that higher loan demand that they're going to be seeing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think overall, there's just been a lot of pessimism out there, of course, Joe. And so maybe with interest rates coming down somewhat and looking at, getting into the fourth quarter here, looking ahead to next year, what did you hear from lenders and ag bankers? Do they feel like some of the pessimism may start to pull back a little bit, or are they still looking at a fair amount of pessimism out there?
Yeah, I wouldn't overcharacterize the expectations that things are going to change. I mean, certainly, the one quarter look ahead type of questions that we asked, and they expect incomes to continue to trend downward. I will say, at least in a bit of good news, harvest in our region were pretty good. Production was pretty good in a lot of areas. Some areas that were more affected by heavy rains had lower production. But that should offset some of the effects of the lower commodity prices that we're seeing in our region. And we did get some comments from the lenders to that effect. And the other thing I'll point out is the livestock prices, particularly cattle prices, are still holding up pretty well. So those lenders in the more ranching heavy parts of our district were a little bit more upbeat. But overall, I would say, it's not a very optimistic outlook for the near term.
Joe, one other note here, too, as I was looking through the latest report from the Minneapolis Fed, and folks can find the latest at minneapolisfed.org. What about household spending on the farm and ranch in your district? We've heard a lot of stories in recent years about families, maybe folks taking off farm jobs to help supplement the income on the farm, things of that nature. Maybe, that has an effect on some of their household spending, et cetera. Did you guys find anything interesting there at all in the third quarter?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I'm glad you asked, because that is so crucial to rural economies in our region. And I will say, a little bit of a, maybe not surprise, but different story that we saw this last quarter. Overall, the spending by farm households, according to our lenders, is flat, slightly higher percentage of them telling us that they saw an increase in spending versus decreases. But that's going sort of contrary to the trend over the last couple of years, where even though farm incomes have been going downward and capital spending by farms has been going downwards, the household spending's held up pretty well. So to see that flatten out is maybe again a sign that some of those, that sort of long-term lower income trend that we're seeing is starting to really bind right now. And the outlook for the fourth quarter this year is that actually a majority of them told us they expect spending by farm households to decrease in the fourth quarter this year.
Joe, great thoughts, and good to have you back on the show with us. Anything final you would mention or reiterate to folks here today?
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you name-checked our website, MinneapolisFed.org. There's a lot more detail in the report you can read there, and a colleague of mine just recently published a related story about loan repricing in the ag market that you could dive into there. If you go, you'll find that on our homepage at MinneapolisFed.org. And thanks to your listeners for listening to what I have to say.
Absolutely. MinneapolisFed.org, again, is that website. Minneapolis Fed Regional Outreach Director Joe Mann. Joe, thanks for being with us here on Agriculture of America. Appreciate it. Have a happy holiday season coming up, and I'm sure we'll talk again when we get the fourth quarter results. Thanks so much.
Looking forward to it. Happy holidays.
Joe Mann with the Minneapolis Fed joining us here today on AOA. Again, some interesting, not too terribly surprising numbers out for the Minneapolis Fed District across the Upper Midwest and Northern Plains. All right, coming up next here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more information. We'll head back to last week's NAFB convention in Kansas City. We'll catch up with the National Sorghum Producers Chairwoman Amy France. That's next on AOA, Agriculture of America.
This is McGraw.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys.
You know, y'all could take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that, Jake.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with autopay. Well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence available now.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards scoring courtside seats for your favorite team.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can score courtside seats. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but courtside seats can be astronomical. Maybe if your team plays in a smaller market, you could swing it. Even still, it's unlikely. Maybe fourth row, which are still incredible seats that you'll enjoy greatly. Savings possible. Courtside, long shot.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates, not available in all states. Progressive cannot guarantee that someone really tall will not sit in front of you at the game, rendering your excellent seats just okay.
CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 9% off with our cash payment discount. Plus, pricing deals like Willowwood Glyfo 5 as low as $12.97 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBN Cyber Days. Visit FBN.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex, premium diesel and premium lubricants for your operation. Visit your nearest store, talk to your local experts, or go to cenex.com for more information. Well, as we close out the show today, let's head back to last week's NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. Learn more about a newly announced partnership between Ducks Unlimited and the National Sorghum Producers. That and more with Sorghum Producers Chairwoman Amy France.
Amy, it's good to see you. Thanks for being with us here in KC.
Good to be back with you, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I know last time we talked, you just taken over as chairwoman, and now you've been in the role for a little while. Some exciting things going on with the Sorghum Producers. You guys just announced a new partnership with Ducks Unlimited. Talk about this. What exactly is going on here, Amy?
We're really excited about it. Hot off the press today. Two very aligned organizations coming together. Obviously, conservation is huge. Mm-hmm. So water resources. I know, speaking for myself, sitting on top of the Ogallala Aquifer that is quickly declining, this is something that we saw was an easy connection. Ducks Unlimited have had a long time history with conservation practices and restoring a large part of North America. And so we're excited to come together. It's two that really is a perfect match. Sorghum is water sipping crop, resource conserving, and it can benefit waterfowl agriculture, and can't forget the rural communities that rely so heavily on water as well. So exciting for that collaboration and what's to come.
Cool, innovative partnership, I would say, with Ducks Unlimited. I wouldn't think that Ducks Unlimited, National Sorghum Producers, but the two of two, kind of go hand in hand, right, Amy?
We do. We do. Our mission statements are very similar. And, ultimately, at the end of the day, we're pushing, what can we do today to ensure tomorrow happens? And so we're coming together really as a great team force, and look forward to that and all that's to come. And unlikely allies can sometimes be the best to join forces with, bring two different perspectives. There's things they do well, and there's things that we as sorghum do well. Put those together, and it's a perfect marry. So we're really excited.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about other issues. Obviously, post-election now, we know we're going to have a Trump administration 2.0. We don't have a farm bill yet. I mean, I know that is a very big issue for many folks in rural America. I know it's an issue for the sorghum producers as well.
It is. It's number one priority for our sorghum producers and something we continue to push. We believe that it can be done. We realize we're mid-November and, you know, we haven't seen a lot of actions even in the month of October, but we're really pushing for let's clear the deck. Let's get it done. We have seen, we've been talking about the farm bill for 2 years and we see, you know, kicking it down the road even further, it's not helpful. We're not gaining anything. And in fact, I feel like we're losing momentum every time it's kicked back. So let's get it done. Let's clear the deck, get ready for new Congress, new administration in 2025. I believe there's still hope. And I hope, especially looking at our rural America and what is actually happening, there is a true hurt in, you know, our producers' pockets. Now is a really critical time. They're going back to their bankers saying, hey, can I farm again another year? And so it's time. It's unfortunate that Farm Bill got all tied up in politics. But let's put that aside. Let's get it done. And I still have hope.
if it does end up going into next year. Some have said, well, okay, well, with Republicans in charge of the Senate now, John Thune just got elected as Senate Majority Leader. South Dakota very much, you know, knows his ag issues and more, so maybe he would have a little more of a sympathetic ear to get the farm bill across the finish line there. House sounds like it's going to be Republican. And some have said, okay, well, Republicans might just want to wait until early next year. But then you've got a lot of new members of Congress that have never worked on a farm bill. And it just so to your point, I mean, I guess if we do have to wait till next year, that could create some challenges all on its own.
It could. And, you know, yes, education is key. And we're shuffling, and who knows what kind of deck will truly at that point be dealt. There could be some benefits, but we've got to get something done. You know, every year we ask farmers to put their life and their signature on the line to produce another year. Why can't we do this for them? You know, let's give them some security. So, I'm just, yes, we'll think forward thinking, that if it doesn't happen, but I'm still eternally optimistic that Congress can get it together and get it done.
Absolutely. As we wrap up here, final thoughts, any other big issues you guys are watching at sorghum right now?
We are, you know, on the same vein, economic disaster assistance. That's for the 2024 crop year. That would get immediate assistance into our farmers' pockets. So that's very important. There's no question. There's a lot of hurt going on in farm country. Still looking for some guidance on 45Z, that tax credit that would come down to the farmers. But we don't have any clear guidance yet.
Nope.
So once again, farmers continue to do their work diligently. The least we can do is get some guidance and support and some safety. So those are the things we're looking at. Sorghum's always looking for the next thing to help our producers, and I think we're doing a great job of it.
Absolutely. Sorghumgrowers.com. I know folks can go there for the latest from the National Sorghum Producers. I should ask, wrap it up here, Amy. Harvest, how things go across the country?
You know, they actually increased our numbers, yield production, and so we're excited about that. You know, that indicates that we would have, you know, great market access in for both domestic and, you know, our exports. So really encouraged, had a good harvest overall. Of course, there's always spots and challenges, but felt good about where we're landing this 2024 sorghum crop.
Fantastic. Appreciate the time. Sorghumgrowers.com for more. Thanks for being with us.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse.
Once again, Amy France, chairwoman of the National Sorghum Producers, joined me last week at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. We're out of time here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Trust that they have the right product for your operation. Go to your nearest store or cenex.com for more. Coming up tomorrow, more conversations from the NAFB convention, including talking politics and policy with Mary Kay Thatcher from Syngenta and Rob Johansson from the American Sugar Alliance. Thanks for joining us, Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening, and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
Pulling acres ahead of the competition is simple. Senex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. These premium oils are formulated with EnduroVis technology and a balanced additive package to control deposits for a cleaner, more efficient engine that gives you proven durability. Senex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.